So hey, it's Peter, and you are tuned to another episode of the Sutcho Garden Podcast. This is part two of the story behind the perennial garden at Royal Horticultural Society, RHS Flower Show, Cardiff 2019. If you haven't heard part one, part two really won't make any sense at all. So press pause and go back, not last week, but the week before. Take a listen to that and then come back here. You're back? That's brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sutcho Garden Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sutcho Garden Podcast.
Well, part of the reason why I bring that up in conversation is because yesterday... So I'll give you a funny one. Today we had a meeting with Tommy Heaney of Heaney's Restaurant in Cardiff. What was that programme? He won twice, actually.
Great British Menu.
Was that the one where you cook for the Queen?
I think that's what you win at the end of it. I'm not up on that one, but I think I've seen it before a bit.
So we met with Tommy today. Tommy will be cooking on the garden over the weekend, logically, because we have Sarah's Oxford Planters kitchen in place. We also had a meet today with the... Where's the choir from, Ed?
The Newport All-Male Choir.
And they should be, I'm aware, they're starting with the Welsh National Anthem, logically, and then they jested, but actually do sing The Fields of Athenry, which is a little bit funny, so hopefully I'll have some recording of that. Yesterday we gave a talk at the National Museum in Cardiff to RNIB Cymru, is how it's pronounced, Cymru, C-Y-M-R-U, if you, I suppose, pronounce Welsh like I do. They're the largest blind association in Wales, and they have a gardening group as part of that. That was absolutely fascinating because we were brought down into the depths of the cellars.
The back vaults, which was incredible, yeah, very interesting. We could have been there down there for hours, couldn't we?
No, we didn't. We actually didn't have time. We were about 2 hours there, but it was hugely important. But Dr. Christopher Cleal, who's the head of botany and natural sciences, and Sally Wyman were absolutely amazing in giving us that private tour of the thing that not everybody, you wouldn't get to see it if you walked in and paid a ticket entrance in, if you understand me. Sally is head of the botany department there, and then to be asked to speak, it was, I have to say, an absolute privilege. And the night before, we gave a talk to the Royal British Legion.
The Cardiff branch, if you like.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know. You get into horticulture to, in my case, you know, the usual growing plants under your bed and all of those cliches to go with it. You end up building gardens. And I don't think anybody... would or could ever have told me that I would get to see a grown man with tears and emotion in his eyes because of something I'm hesitant to say I designed or did design, but it's one thing to design things, but you can't design things unless you have the things to make it actually real. And so me and Ed can have all the dreams that we want to, but they mean diddly unless we've got CD Stone, Oxford Planters, Hortus Loci, Two Spots Coffee, which I think we're running on the stuff, and you can hear a little bit of She's Got Betty Davis Eyes, if you know that song, running through my voice. Bit of Bonnie Tyler, isn't that? I don't know, anyway. But yeah, we've got to get home, get a shower, and hopefully now we get home and get something to eat then. I think I had 2 biscuits today. What did you have?
we did have a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think we've had anything in between.
I had 1 sausage, 1 rasher, an egg and a slice of bread.
And I had beans with my eggs, which to Peter's disgust.
Well,
we
leave my dislike of beans near eggs entirely to one side. What time is it now, actually? And we're still stuck in traffic. We're now 25 past 6.
Cardiff rush hour.
Yeah, it is indeed. So, tomorrow, Friday, sorry, Thursday, my apologies, the day before judging. No, I have to meet the judges tomorrow, don't
Assessments.
I?
Assessments, yeah, you get assessed tomorrow. I'm not sure what time that is. I think that'd be afternoon, so it's still a day of working on the garden. With
our slot is 5:15, and I'm told we've about 2 minutes, for which we let them know about the tree change. It's not free change, it's tree. The Amalanche change, should I call it like that. There was a minor adjustment on one of the steps because of the elevation into the garden. One or two other things, but minor again. What is day before official medal presentation and final judging, Ed?
We'll just be really cleaning the stone, getting everything up to scratch. We've got ProCook effectively donated an absolutely amazing list of stuff as well, all thanks to Sarah from Oxford. So we had glasses, cutlery, plates, you name it, everything to dress the whole outdoor kitchen and make it look as if it is, well, the props essentially that you need to make it look the business.
Setting the scene, and you need to do that. And if you look at any of the gardens I've ever done anyway, or any of the ones that Ed has been involved in, this one is quite simple for maybe you who aren't involved in show gardening to appreciate. But if you said it was a garden of love, then you'd almost maybe have scented candles and I don't know, I jest and saying bubble bath or bat bombs, that's what they call them. I'm terrible at this. I tried to be romantic, but it's just me acting a maggot. And but
Mr.
you know,
love a man.
Oh, stop it, Jesus. But it is we have the glassware, but the glass holders are built into the kitchen, and you'll see that if you see the photographs or the videos of the garden floating about. And again, obviously, because Tommy is coming to cook, we literally have it down to the charcoal. Everything's ready there, all ready to go. Plants to be cleaned, polished individually, my apologies, by hand. Little bit of grouting to do, and then stone polishing, and then it's
probably an earlier finish after we've been assessed, and it's I think we can have a little bit of a relaxed evening, so to speak.
What happens on Friday morning? What time do we arrive in at? Even though one might say garden is built and we're done, we're sort of not really done.
Well, there's nothing stopping the very charming seagulls of Cardiff from dropping bombs on the kitchen, as they've already done so. So we will be in first thing Friday.
7 o'clock in the morning?
As soon as the gates open, because we'll be, the judging will be early, because it's only a show over a weekend, so it's Friday 12th, 13th, 14th, and then it's breakdown. So it's a short show, so everything's a bit more condensed. So we'll be in as early as possible, get that thing open, up and running. Judges will come, they'll confirm that their marks are correct, and then we will be open to the public from, I don't know, 9-10 a.m. I can't remember what time it starts. We will be cleaning, tidying any last little tiny little defects or anything we can see that just needs that microfiber cloth to run over the top. That's what we'll be doing.
There's a funny one though in between, because the sponsors of RHS Cardiff Brew and Dolphin, they have organised a luncheon to take place on the Friday with the designers of gardens at RHS Cardiff 2019. How does that change things? I think that's 11:30, let's say, until about 2 o'clock.
So, Peter, you'll be off for lunch, so we'll be on the garden.
sorry.
Rejection. They only want the designers. We'll be on the garden. We've got the choir there. We've got the Tommy Heaney doing his little bit on the garden as well, live demo. So that'll all be going off. We'll be standing, getting all the admiration, fingers crossed. And then you'll have to rejoin us a bit later, won't you?
It'll be a little bit different because we'll be in clean clothes.
That will be nice. there's a washing machine in the place, but I'll be honest, there's not much room to hang the washing up once it's clean. So I think I've gone through most of my 16 pairs of shorts that I brought with me now, so it's getting crucial.
And I should ask you this, Ed, as a sort of a final note. Everybody's generosity, I suppose, noted, dealt with, considered, etc. There is, as we touched on when we were talking about losing focus and us doing what we have to do, which is the realisation of the garden, as the French boys would put it, which is a lovely word. I love it. Anyway, I'm trying to stay focused, but I honestly, we haven't eaten all day, and I apologise if this is a little bit transient, or at least if my thinking is, sometimes it is anyway, but none of it is in intentional in this case. But how is the garden looking overall?
Oh, the garden looks pretty sensational. I think, as I said, it'd be something I'd be proud to put my name to in any show. And if it was a Chelsea, maybe it would be a bit bigger. But it's been great fun from start to finish as well. And we've got the serious part of it done. And I think it shows in our work. It shows in what everybody's done, the level of care and attention. It's plain to see. And it doesn't matter if it's 5x5 or it's 10x10 or bigger. The team was in place. Everything looks incredible. And I just can't wait for the public to come and see it and show it off.
We're post-show by the time people will listen to the sideshow, will listen to this. And I've said this many times over, but Peter Donegan has a real job, which is, I say a real job, inverted commas. I hope that it's okay to say it like that. But a real job designing and building gardens or doing the garden speak side of it, not to put in an advertisement for myself, but talking about gardens anyway. Apologies again. Could probably do this ham sandwich or something. Sideshow, I suppose, has always been the thing that I like doing instead of playing golf, shall we say. Albeit a lot of you like it, and I still find that hard to believe, and I still am eternally grateful. But what I do for a living is my, or the thing that I take extremely seriously. Maybe the best way to put it is how many weeks behind the scenes from both of us, or collectively, would you say have gone into preparing this garden one? And is it also fair to say that we have treated it like as if we were building a Hampton or Chelsea show garden?
Yeah, number one, it's months since November, this early December, we've been, it's, you know, phone calls, it's visiting people, talking through design elements, finalizing parts, you know, all that stuff. I think we were probably in the region of about 7-8 constant weeks of work
each,
not between us. That's each. And I think that for me isn't any different to any other garden at all. And I think there probably is a bit more pressure when the budgets aren't there, because you need to work with people, and you know, if you had a big budget and you're on a Chelsea main avenue and you can, a sponsor's throwing you whatever you need financially, you can say, I'd love to have this, is this possible and can we do this? Whereas in this instance, we're very aware that we want to make sure everybody can show off their products, their skills, their whatever it is they're bringing to the team. They need to be shown off in the best light. And I don't think that should really be any different to any show garden, but on this occasion, it's definitely run exactly like that. So hours put in, I mean, collectively, I don't even know, want to know what the collective hours are for everyone, but it's frightening to think how much time and effort has gone into this for the charities. No one minds doing it. We're all very proud of it, but yeah, it's a lot of work, and it would rival any other garden that we've built, certainly.
I should add, there are a lot of people behind the scenes that did offer to help us. It's a bit like when I know there's a friend of mine who invites me to her Halloween party every year, and I've never gone to it. And she said to me last year, after about year 14 or so, I'm not going to invite you anymore. And I went, no, I'll never go to your party, but don't ever stop inviting me. It always meant a lot to be, still to be seen as a friend of hers. And I value that friendship, but it's just how it falls. And usually I'm working or I've got a garden talk on or something along the lines of, so I can never actually get to it. physically. There's only one of me. Thank you. Or thank God, says you. Insert joke here. To those who did offer, thank you, first of all. But to those who are part of the team, to change that ever so slightly away, who you have as part of the build, who's behind you, who's been supporting you, it really is a very large, it's almost like living in a spaceship without getting into Peter's head a bit too much. For those of you who know me very well, I think when you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you almost not far off at shower together, straight into a show ground to work within about a 10 by 10 space, to live in an apartment that is also about 10 metres by 10 metres. Not a joke. And I'll bite the place notes on its website that it has a mezzanine floor. That makes it sound very grandiose. It's more like a shelf that takes about 3 beds. It's a little bit like being in a magical submarine, but you wouldn't want to have anybody around you who was a royal pain in the arse. I think that's a fair statement, and apologies for my use of language, but I think it puts it home.
Yeah. I don't know where to start with that one. It's tiny.
Let's take this seriously. Yeah. One may have the right skill set, but if the personality doesn't click with all of the other members in the football team or in the boy band or whatever analogy you want to use, sometimes it's better or to change that or to not allow it. It's not a whether I get on with X person. It's not a whether you get on with X person. It's when you take somebody else. It is very like getting a boy band together, right?
Oh, yeah, completely. And, yeah, it's, you know, we the banter and the social side of it and everything that we do on site is all the build. It all needs to click in place. So, yeah, the fact that we're all getting on so well makes the job a lot easier to manage, because a 14 however many hour day would not be easy if you weren't getting on as well as we are. And being inside Peter's head is insert your own joke there as well. Yeah
okay, thanks very much for that, Ed. Okay, let me put it this way, we go to a happier note. Sorry, I'm rubbing my eye here, but whether it's been rain, hail, sleet or snow, I don't think I've ever laughed. Well, maybe I have, but elongated in the magic submarine, so to speak. I don't think I've ever laughed so much consistently every single day, or seen it or witnessed it through the course of any garden build. But yet we don't know what obviously metal we've got at the minute. To be honest with you, we don't really, I say we don't really care, I genuinely mean it. The objective on a 2.5 grand budget to build a garden that is plus 50 is beyond ridiculous, and that's down to everybody's generosity. We've done that, we've taken it on the 180th anniversary of Perennial. Objective complete. Thank you very much, safe home, God bless, bye bye. No question about it. But I think we've done it professionally, as we've discussed. We've been very proud, and make no bones about it, again, the amount of work, as you're well aware, behind the scenes, that in the middle of hailstones, whilst you're on your hands and knees with a set of JCB load-all forks, whilst you're crammed between a 6-inch space trying to get a root ball out of the ground to change a tree, whilst the delivery driver is on the way with another tree, you have two options. You can either cry, moan, weep, and wish you were somewhere else and be a royal pain in the tush, or you can turn around and say, well,
we did it.
Let's build a snowman. Let's get on with the program. And at the end of it, you never even had to convince somebody to try and smile. It was just, again, it goes back to that boy band thing. You get on extremely well together and it just clicked.
Oh, yeah, completely, yeah.
Think Ed.
I know I'm trying to turn corners and I haven't eaten, and I'm trying to, you know, we've just passed the pub and what am I going to eat tonight? Anyway, yeah, it's all, I haven't stopped laughing. You haven't stopped laughing. the whole team have enjoyed themselves, and if you're not going to get paid big bucks for this stuff, you got to it's got to be worth your while, and you need to enjoy it. And you know, I think it doesn't matter how much you're getting paid, if you still need to enjoy it. And I think even my team, who are all currently back home earning the big bucks, we do that on a day-to-day basis anyhow. But when you're at a show garden and it's the, you know, exactly like you just said, the weather's terrible, you're trying to get a tree out of the ground, and you've already got the edging in place, and you're trying not to damage stuff, you know, you can look at it and go, crikey, it's a challenge, or it's too much for me, but no, it's got to be done. It's got to be done on time, and it's got to be done to the best of your ability, and laugh at the whole situation while you're at it, while you're spray painting the nose on a snowman. Then it's all worth it, definitely.
And if you are following Anna Skibnevsky Ball's Insta stories, I don't, but Ed shows them to me. Through the course of the build, we were the only entertainment that she had. Everything else was very much Cliff Richard.
You make a great video, Anna, but ours were the best.
There's no question about it. We are literally just trailer on the back, site cleared off, it's there, we're home, seatbelts, engine stopped. We're going to go for a shower, and we'll talk to you
in a bit. Adios.
Excellent. So it's at this point in the story that I now need to call Ed Burnham. We had, I think he'll gather at this stage of the game, an idea that we would do a sort of a Pollyanna Wilkinson-esque a couple of episodes ago in brackets. Daily's diary. It far from worked out that way. Best laid plans, you say, and the objective logically is what I do for a living, which is the design of gardens or the speaking about gardens. And Ed, obviously, as contractor, had a job also to do. Let me just switch across to the other channel. The sound that you're about to hear is a sort of a little bit fuzzy or not as clear as you're hearing me now. I hope that's okay. Let me just call Ed now.
Hello. Ed, how are you?
Fantastic, Peter. How are you? You missing me?
Well, you know I miss you, buddy. We're both smiling. There's a bit of a chapter to fill in on the RHS Cardiff garden story. We stopped recording the day before judging. For the listeners of the sideshow, what happened after that, Ed?
Finished on time. In fact, we finished ahead of time, despite having to change our tree, which I'm sure everyone knows about by now. Despite everything, you know, getting the final planting in, tidying the last bits and pieces, you kind of just so focused on it that we ended up, I guess, in the zone. Before you know it, it's show day, and we were basically taking care of the choir that was singing for us, and then you had to go off for a lunch, and all of a sudden there was Tommy Healy there. Before you know it, the day was done. I think we were done. I think we went back and just passed out after a couple of Guinness. That was the Friday. Leading into the Saturday, full on again. You get straight up, you're down there, you're greeting the public, you're answering their questions, and Cardiff Flower Show managed to have record numbers as well, which was obviously phenomenal. It was fantastic, but it was busy, busy, busy. So we get to the closing stages, and we're all of a sudden we're home and bank holiday, and then here we are, catching up, right?
How did we do medal-wise, Ed?
We got a silver medal, which we are delighted with. We had so many fantastic people donate, give their time, their goods, their advice. Over the moon that what we put together was made the silver medal. Yeah, I mean, what do you think about it?
I don't know, because there's been a few questions raised over the medal. Mm. And the first one was, did you expect it to get better than that? And my answer to that was very simply, if you don't strive for the best, then you probably shouldn't be involved in the race at all. Two, I think we wanted the best, but I think we also had to be logic enough to realise that we were, shall I say it, on a shoestring.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, shoestring is, I think, doesn't even quite cover it. I think we managed to produce what we were sort of pricing up as, I think, roughly £60,000-£70,000 garden here. The Oxford Planters Kitchen was bespoke made, and the worktops for it, the barbecue that sat on it, the slabs that went on the floor, from CED. You know, every single part of that was bespokely made. What was £2,500? I think we can safely say we can pat ourselves on the back, and that for Perennial being the sponsors, they were chuffed. I hadn't really seen anything up until Chris Crooker arrived. She arrived on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Everyone was delighted. But obviously, as you say, you strive for better. You would have hoped for more, but on the day, the public reaction made up for it. And the, I mean, the amount of people stood around that garden at any one given time was quite phenomenal as well. Take our little victories where we can, I think, on this one.
Well, one of the questions I was asked, Ed, was, did it hurt to get silver medal? I wasn't sure how to take that question, to be quite fair.
I mean, of course it hurts. It does hurt slightly, because we were, as you say, striving for more. We were hopeful that quality that had been put into it would have got us slightly more. It's a tough one to answer. I think I was turning the pages for the choir at the point of getting the news, and I hadn't quite expected it at that time either. So I'm not going to lie, of course it does hurt slightly, but I think, I think everyone's reaction to it simply made up for it at that point.
But would you have changed anything?
We were trying to make sure that everybody involved was happy with what was being produced, and I don't think I would go back and change anything, because again, Perennial, top of the page. We were there really to raise awareness within Wales for Perennial. So before, they don't have a foothold in Wales and they don't help many people there. At the end of the day, we did that. Everybody got what they wanted out of it. There's some fantastic photos of that, thousands of photos of that garden across the interweb, because we made everyone involved happy, as far as I can tell.
I think there's a sort of a Cathy and Heathcliff thing. And I think the question in my head becomes, albeit we wanted better, did strive for better, aimed for that, we were willing to accept nothing else. The reality is, I'm clever enough and intelligent enough as designer of gardens, and you as a builder of gardens, to know that, one, we had the best team that I've ever seen collated to build any show garden, the best suppliers, and out of the goodness of their heart, we had the greatest sponsor you could ever have, which was Perennial, and for all of the right reasons, on their 180th anniversary. And I think sometimes you do sacrifice a little, but your heart hopes for more. But the other question that seems to have been raised a lot is, what does the future hold for Ed Burnham alongside Peter Donegan?
This is a great question. Where do we go next? So I think this is a great stepping stone for what we could potentially produce next. Whether it be another RHS show, I'd love to think we could do a Hampton, a Chelsea, a Tatton, a something else. The way it worked was pretty seamless. And I think that if we can do this the same with a, shall we say, a bigger budget than £2,500, I think we could produce something pretty fantastic. Who knows what the future holds, but let's get some pen to paper and, Peter, what's your book you have by your bedside?
Oh, my little book of ideas. When I wake up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Exactly. Get scribbling, mate.
Final question for you. Some suggested we had a love affair. Some called us Jedward. Yeah. And most people definitely suggested that we, what's that line? If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat, just get on. But we certainly did that one. Is that a fair way to close this?
A really great partnership there. And well, not just us, but everyone else involved as well. Everyone had a great time. Proof is in the pudding there, because when you schedule, you get everything organised, the build should be good fun. And the fact that we walked out there high-fiving every member of the show team and the security guards, it's safe to say that us and everyone around us enjoyed what we did at Cardiff. And we'd love to go back there at some point. That'd be great. It'd be great fun again.
Ed Burnham, it's been an absolute pleasure, my good man. I've loved every second of it. Thank you so much for standing by my side.
Anytime. It's been the most fun, and it's been done professionally as well as having a great time. Many thanks to you and everybody else involved. They all know who they are.
They do indeed. Proud, Ed?
Yes, absolutely.
If you listen at home, I'm going to finish it out on this one. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everybody who came to see, who shook our hand, who wished us well. We'll talk to you next week, and fingers crossed we'll see you at the next flower show. Take care, Ed. Have a good day.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Catch you.
See you. Bye.
Hello.
What is the wind?
Yeah, I know. I'm building a water feature at home, isn't I?
In it.
You know what I mean, Governor?
Thanks a million, Peter.
I'll see you later, Ed. Cheers, Peter.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.